Sunshine, 54 degrees. Good morning. Robert Lang with WBAL News at 8:01. The gates opening right now at Pimlico. The live infield music starts in 15 minutes. The party just getting underway for the 139th running of the Preakness. The horses have already been out on the track this morning for their morning warm-ups. WBAL's Scott Wyckoff live from the Stakes Barn with more. Scott?
Robert, while the early arriving fans are getting settled here at Pimlico now with those gates open, California Chrome is settled nicely into stall 40 here at the Stakes Barn after that early morning jog out on the track. And assistant trainer Alan Sherman, who took him out to the track here at Old Hilltop, really liked the way he looked.
You know, he's put on weight since the Derby. He's just training great.
What about the experience here in Baltimore for the entire team? You, your dad, everybody involved?
It's been great here. They really opened up their arms to us and to all the people here that are running in the Preakness. It's just been outstanding.
How do you guys stay so calm? Are you good actors? I mean, we've been around you all week, and you're so calm, cool, and collected, you and your dad, and really everybody around the horse, kind of like the horse itself.
Yeah, you know, we don't want to stress out about all this. You know, we're just enjoying the ride. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for us, and we're just enjoying every minute of it.
So right now, stall 40, the real focus for folks out here at the Stakes Barn, trying to get a peek at the Preakness favorite, the Derby winner, California Chrome, as he settled in nicely. A long wait, a long day getting ready for the big race. Live at Pimlico, Scott Wyckoff, WBAL and WBAL.com.
And as Scott mentioned, California Chrome, the favorite among the bettors today. WBAL's Phil Yakubuski on the infield.
It's the horse that has everyone's attention, Kentucky Derby winner California Chrome. And many here at Pimlico are hoping for a big win.
Everybody said he couldn't win, and he defied the odds. You just got to go with him.
You think he's a Triple Crown winner?
I would love to see it.
The last time there was a Triple Crown winner affirmed in 1978, but not everyone is sold on Chrome. This fan likes Right on Curlin.
Hopefully with a cleaner trip, smaller field, the way he's looked in the morning, he's the one horse I think can upset.
At Pimlico, Phil Yakubuski, WBAL and WBAL.com.
With more than 100,000 people expected for the Preakness, Baltimore City Police are ready for anything. Here's WBL's Derek Williams.
300 or more police officers are working the Preakness to keep your car safe from break-ins and to monitor the large crowds for any bad behavior.
People who are entering the Preakness area for the event, you will see a multitude of different uniformed officers throughout. But one thing you will not see is the plainclothes officers who will be amongst you in and around the event for your safety.
Baltimore Lieutenant Colonel Sean Miller says police won't tolerate public intoxication or disorderly conduct.
The facility in itself will have multiple cameras through the Unified Command Post for observation purposes as well as public safety to ensure that if there's any potential issues, we can identify them early and take care of them in a timely manner.
He advises you remove all valuables from your car. Derek Williams, WBAL and WBAL.com.
Live day-long coverage from Pimlico continues in just a few minutes with more of the Jimmy Mathis Show, and you'll hear the race exclusively on WBAL tonight. Post time is at 6:18. Up next, we check traffic heading to Pimlico and have some of the other day's news.